What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, February 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More signs that the job market could be stabilizing. The Labor Department says the number of workers seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week to 730,000. That's the lowest weekly level since last November and the biggest weekly drop since last summer. But the news comes with a few caveats. Winter storms caused widespread power outages and disruptions last week, and some states adjusted their claims numbers following suspected fraudulent filings. Lawmakers debating President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package could learn today whether Senate rules will allow an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour to be included in the bill. Democrats are using a process called reconciliation to pass the aid package, which means they only need a simple majority rather than the 60 votes required for most legislation. And drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech have begun human testing to determine whether a third dose of their COVID-19 vaccine can provide protection against emerging strains of COVID-19. Researchers say they'll track neutralizing antibodies against variants of the virus when test subjects receive the dose, then a week later and a month after that. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.